ion, the hydroxide hydrate anion, negatively charged, that I read about on the internet. How is that molecule different from the H3O that is a byproduct of cold fusion?
Oh, it's not deuterium, not a heavy water.
I reviewed that last night with Ion, and it's a case of people hearing our show, trying to maintain diplomatic autonomy, or they could have their dream come true, and then they make trillions of dollars, and therefore they work with little understanding of what we're talking about and no access to it, so it's a bunch of garble. And Reverend Eagle sent me that stuff, and he wanted to comment. Well, Greg, you sparked the comment. And we are disgusted with Mr. Pollack and Jeff Harvey, these people. Is that who you're talking about, Greg?
I didn't particularly reference anything that they said about the hydroxide hydrate anion. It's their best describing H3O2 on the internet.
Okay. Take what they're describing and put it in sodium sulfite. By God, and see what happens. There's your difference.
Okay, they put sodium sulfite in with the hydroxide hydrate anion and see what happens as compared to the byproduct of cold fusion. Is that the comparison you're making, Ion?
You said, that, is there a difference? We say apply sodium sulfite and you'll see the difference.
The result will be a visual effect. I'm guessing it will...
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Here's the difference. What they're talking about is gibberish of nothingness, okay? It's not an extra hydrogen, so it's not any of that. It's not that. Then if you take Na2SO3, which is sodium sulfite, a soluble sodium salt of sulfuric acid, then when you apply it to real H3O2, it nullifies any effect of the sulfite because a negative pH eats the acid. It actually stabilizes it.
Buffering it
as in changing the density of water for a boiler treatment or to an enhancement of a water processing aspect. Now, we've got to be real careful here because see, we're bad. Just pour it all out there. And Bob will go to screaming and yelling and hollering and taking on and putting us on mute. And then we say, and that's the answer to life and that kind of stuff. It's terrible. But you got to see, there's a new world coming about the changing. You don't know the difference between acids and alkalines. Bob hit mute when we go too far. You don't know how far it's going to go. You don't know how you change an acid and alkaline for what pH is. Everybody's listening to what we got to say about pH, but best God, ain't none of you tried none of it. Let me tell you something here. Because you start changing the way acids apply in an economy of a world, of a genre, and it changes everything. So this little hoodoo, goobly-goo stuff they're talking about, it might as well have a cat now at it, be about as significant. Weak as water.
This Pollack guy, he has virtual autonomy. He stays over in his corner and looks and spies. And all he has to do is come over here and talk to Ion. We're an open house. Why make up a bullshit and not really know what you're doing so you can keep your grant money or whatever he's got and ignore the source? Everybody should be coming here.
Who are you talking about, Bob Pollack? Who is this?
He's the guy talking about H3O2. He's interviewed by Mercola, and Reverend Eagle sent me this stuff yesterday.
He's the guy who wrote the book calling it the fourth phase of water. That was some of the stuff I was reading.
Oh, structured water, Dr. Gerald Pollack. Okay.
It's Rev Eagle on the line listening.
Okay, Rev Eagle, you bring up your questions about it.
The reason I sent, when we can change water, we can change the world, was because they talked about water going through pipes and being tortured by it and all that kind of stuff. And I finally got what Eagle was telling me, not to drink water that's gone through pipes. I finally got it when I watched that video.
Yes.
So that's why I sent it.
Okay. And that's good, but that's not the reason why. That has to do with if you're playing in magic, just like a mercury dime, how it'll absorb a heavy metal of mercury and absorb it. The same way with water that's going through a pipe, it changes its potential. We call it viscosity. But that has nothing to do with this near H3O2 business now.
I sent this to Bob because I finally really got to kind of know what you were saying.
Yeah.
Not fully.
No, you did. You did. You get it because it put you, it drew it. Now, look here. This is the cloud. This is an example of how the cloud's going to start working now. We have a little conversation. We have a little chat. And the next thing you know, the little Googler, that Googler is just full of everything. It's got everything. Well, it resorts and recycles things, so it's at the top of the list. So anything that's a hot topic that we want to move into, next thing you know, everybody sends it to Bob. Oh, this is going on. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, this is up. And it brings it into a hot topic that becomes a hot topic that we can talk about. How in the name of a sovereign God would we get you all to Googling and looking up sodium sulfite? For Pete's sake, we're good, y'all. We are good, but we ain't that good. Who gives a flipping crip about sodium sulfite? But it's very key. We say it, but if we just come out with it, it don't matter. There's no allure to it. So we can use the cloud, which is, this is a side topic, it's a sidebar, but it applies to what we're talking about right here. It moves you all into focus where you can say, oh, this isn't that, so what is it? Oh, I am said it's not this. Okay, so it is this. Okay, now you start deciding. And what you find out real quick that it's none of those things, what you come to find out is that the way you gauge pH is not correct. The way you gauge the potential for hydrogen is inaccurate. Now we have a new crucible. We have a new variable. Now do you understand that you can change the tannins in wine and turn them into water? Oh, wait a minute. Yes, he done that. Oh, wait. No, he turned the water into wine, didn't he? So now you see that's what the story was about. We can come back now and say, hey, Yushki done that. Why can't we go on with this? They're trying to tell you something. That's what Bob said. We're trying to tell you something. Remember, Bob's got your forehead.